4th of July, a holiday in verse. Introduction. On 29th of November, 1775, Thomas Jefferson said,
"Believe me, dear sir, there is not in the British Empire a man who more cordially loves a union with Great Britain than I do. But by the God that made me, I will cease to exist before I yield to a connection on such terms as the British Parliament propose, and in this I think I speak the sentiments of America."
The war for independence had already started some months previously, and with no prospect of a reconciliation, it was on the 4th of July, 1776, that the Declaration of Independence was announced by the Continental Congress and that the 13 colonies no longer considered themselves to be part of the British Empire and were now an independent nation, the United States of America. Their proclamation of independence set human history on a new path.
"We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness."
Here our poets reflect on why this day is so proudly celebrated each and every year.
America, from the National Ode, July the 4th, 1876, by James Bayard Taylor. Foreseen in the vision of sages, foretold when martyrs bled, she was born of the longing of ages, by the truth of the noble dead and the faith of the living fed. No blood in her lightest veins frets at remembered chains, nor shame of bondage has bowed her head. In her form and features still, the unblenching Puritan will, cavalier honour.